Hi guys, Brandy Glanville here. Do I have to say my last name? I think you know it's Brandy, bitch. But let's talk about real self-care with OneSkin, my go-to for skin, and it doesn't just make you look younger, it literally actually acts younger. Thanks to the game-changing OS01 peptide. I don't know what that is, but it's real good. It's almost like magic, but it's science targeting those aging zombie cells. Ooh, that sounds horrible. Directly to keep my skin looking and feeling fresh. Boom. I've been using OneSkin across my face, my neck, even my hands. And let me tell you, the difference is night and day. I see less visible lines. I have a smoother texture generally. I have some zits right now, but my skin just feels like stronger. I got a thicker skin, haha. Especially with the seasons changing, OneSkin has been my skin's best friend. And because I love sharing is caring, my finds with you, grab 15% off your first order. Just head over to oneskin.co, that's .co, not com, and use my code Brandy. Trust me, your skin will notice the difference. Remember, use my code Brandy, all caps, at oneskin.co, not com, for 15% off, and tell them Brandy sent you. Here's to healthier, happier skin with OneSkin.
Straw Hut Media.
Hey, Ryan here. Okay, just popping in here really quick to let you know that this was actually an interview Melissa Gorga did of Brandy on her podcast On Display. And she was kind enough, as well as the beautiful folks at Podcast One, were kind enough to let us use this audio because it's so interesting. Because it's rare that, you know, on this podcast, Brandy gets to kind of talk about the things she's working on. It's not really something that happens that often. So here is Melissa asking Brandy about Ultimate Girls Trip 2, about Traitors, about the new Girls Trip that Brandy's recording right now. And Brandy just, delivers it. Anyway, enjoy.
From Straw Hut Media, this is Brandy Glanville Unfiltered.
What's up, everyone? It's Melissa. Welcome to another episode of On Display. This one's going to be so juicy. It's someone who is just so in demand right now. I have the amazing Brandy Glanville on with me today. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I am good. When's the last time I saw you? We just saw each other not long ago. We were in Vegas together, right?
Yeah, we had so much fun. It was the best time.
We really did. I can't believe I forgot you are such good friends with Kristen Takeman. Like, I forgot that you guys are like besties.
Yeah, I've known her for like 25 years. Everyone's like, you guys are so opposite, though. I'm like, well, who wants to be friends with someone that's just like them?
It's true, because you have to, like, it's the same thing when you get married. You want the guy to be like the quiet one, or it has to be opposites. I feel like Joe and I are so similar that we sometimes bump heads like crazy people because we're so similar.
Yeah, you guys are a little wild couple.
Wait, what were we doing? Were we being wild that night?
Joe was, for sure. There was some stuff happening. It was hilarious, though.
Wait, tell me. I need to know what was happening. What were we doing?
No, he was dancing, and my friend Tommy's husband was in a chair, and he was like gyrating on the chair.
Oh, I know. Yes, I know. When Joe's like out having a good time, like, he goes all in. He's a crazy person. And it's always like sexual too, right? It's always like, I don't know.
It has to be, but I love it. It's fun though.
I know. I always talk about that time you licked his cheek and I thought it was his. And most most girls would get like so insulted. And I was like, this girl just licked my husband's face. Like, I'll never forget that. That's how I always remember you, as the first person I allowed to lick my husband's face.
You guys are just such a cute couple.
We had a good time that night. We were a little tipsy. They kept bringing out champagne. Like, I've never seen more champagne in my life. That was like insane.
Yeah, and those bottles of champagne were like $300 bottles of champagne. So I didn't even have a hangover the next day.
No, it was awesome. It was actually a gorgeous spot, guys. It really was, yeah. In Vegas. Oh my God, what a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. But anyway, I am so excited to talk to you. Girl, you are like, you're like in demand right now. Like, I think Bravo is like buying you a new house at this point. Like, you're on three, you're on all of these shows. They're definitely giving you a year, right? Like, I'm so happy for you. Is this like exciting? What are you overwhelmed? How are you feeling about all this?
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, I feel like I've been very blessed since leaving Housewives. I've been able to work the whole time. And as you know, Housewives is the most stressful job to do.
Of course.
So I've been very blessed to be doing like really fun things. Like Girls Trip, you did one. They're just like, you know, 10 days of fun and a little bit of drama. But yeah, no, I feel very happy. I'm happy to be working. I actually am buying a house. So that's good.
Oh, see, you see that? Because like, listen, I'm like, wow, Brandy is back on the payroll. You're doing like a lot of work with Bravo, which tells you. And listen, you have always been like more of a controversial because you say how you feel, right? Out of like, you know, some housewives are a little more quiet. You definitely are not that one. You're the one who's going to like say exactly how you feel. You don't get uncomfortable very easily, right? I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I don't, to be honest, like, I don't love drama. Like, Kristen and I have never been in a fight our entire 25 years of friendship. Like, it's not my go-to move, but I have the worst temper. And, you know, when you're with people that you might not always hang out with and they're being assholes, I'm sorry, I'm going to call it. I'm like, you're an asshole. Like, I can't help myself.
Right. Well, so first tell me about filming this Traitors show, because this show is like, and I haven't seen it yet and I don't totally get it. Can you explain it? Is it over already or can we I know we can still watch it on Peacock, but is it, how many episodes is that?
So they dropped all 10 episodes at once. So it came out on January 12th and yeah, you can watch all 10 now. And it was great. We filmed it. Like the first show I did out of COVID. So I was like 25 pounds heavier, but it was fine. But it was like in like Scotland and this beautiful castle. It was kind of, to explain the way the show was, it was Big Brother meets Fear Factor meets, like it was a competition reality show, but with a lot of secrecy and backstabbing and manipulation and lying, which I thought I could do it. And you have to watch and see, but I did pretty good.
Did you do good? Did you hold in there pretty long?
Well, I'm not allowed to give spoilers, but I did figure out two of the traitors like almost immediately.
Really?
So yeah, I know bullshit when I see it. I'm just like, nope, you're a traitor, you're a traitor. But then I told them they're a traitor. So that's not the smartest move.
Right. So Reza got, the only reason I found that Reza got kicked off first was obviously the drama that he was having with Kyle from Watch What Happens Live when he had said that she's the most overrated housewife. Why do you think he got kicked off first? What happened for that?
Yeah, well, so he's just a really outspoken guy and I love that about him. And there's, you know, half the people there had never done reality television. So he was trying to make a good TV show by like, hey, so what do you guys think of this? Like bringing up conversations, like just to have something to talk about. It was really more for the show than anything. And the people that hadn't done TV before thought he was trying to be like a producer or be bossy. I'm like, you guys, he's actually doing us a favor by making us talk about something other than this nonsense that we're talking about that's never going to make the air.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. And I think he was just a little loud and they wanted to get rid of someone that was like shocking, like kind of just say, hey, you know, like no one's in charge here. And I was really bummed to see him go because I really like him, but I don't understand why he doesn't like Kyle. But other than that, I really love Reza.
I know. I was like, I couldn't believe he said that. And I'm like, you know, that's totally going to be, as soon as I saw that go back and forth between the two of them, I'm like, oh, that's going to be the squash, the beef from BravoCon 2023. You're going to see the two of them get called up to squash the beef, like 100%. That's what that's going to be.
Yeah, for sure. I just didn't understand it. He never said that to me. So I was like, huh. I mean, like, I feel like she brings it all, like, the husband, the kids, the lifestyle. So I don't know.
She does. And also when you're on the spot, I will say, because I do love Reza and I do love Kyle. I love them both.
Yeah, so same. I'm in the same boat.
When you are like on the spot And Andy always stirs up those hard questions on Watch What Happens Live. Sometimes you end up spitting out something that you don't really even mean, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I always feel like when I'm on the spot, you don't want to not answer him, but you just say something, but you're not even sure why you even answered that way, you know?
No, of course. Like when he's like, Jill or Dorinda, I'm like, I like them both, but I've known Jill longer. So like, it's not a question you want to answer. But you have to.
Like, you have to pull out something from it.
Yeah.
I know. I also, somebody DM'd me. You know, I didn't see your episode on Watch What Happens Live, but somebody did DM me and say, they asked Teresa or Melissa, and she said, Teresa. I'm like, really? Me and Brandy get along so good. And I don't even know if it's true or not. I read it somewhere.
No, I did, only because I've known her long. Like, I've met you twice, but I've worked with Teresa. Like, we've done, like, a ton of those housewife things together. So it was like, it's just, who do I know better? Not who do I like better.
Got
do you know
it.
What I mean? It's yeah. just
and
like,
I don't, Brandy, I could care less anyway. I know how it goes. And I know how these people, like, you know, Andy is so good at stirring the pot. And I know sometimes you're on the spot and you just need to, like, answer the question, you know?
No, like, it really, I was like, I love Melissa. I love Teresa, but I've worked with Teresa way more. So I have, you know, you have to answer. Like, it is what it is. The same thing with Jill and Dorinda. I love them both, but I know Jill longer, so.
Right. So you have to go with that. Like, oh, so they asked you on the same show about Joe and Dorinda too. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Jill and Dorinda. I was like.
My Joe?
No, Jill. Can you hear me?
Jill Zarin. Jill Zarin or Dorinda, got you. And you're close with both of them?
Yeah, I love them both, but I've known Jill for like 10 years. So I had to say Jill. And then of course now Dorinda's mad. So I can't make anyone happy.
No, you know what? It's hard. And like, he stirs it so well that it's just so hard. It's like a lot of arguments come from Watch What Happens Live. Like a lot of things come off that show. When you were on Traitors, who did you bond with immediately? Like, who was your person?
It was honestly Kate Chastain from Below Deck and then Reza as well. But then, as we know, he left. So that sucked.
Right.
And all the boys are so cute. And like, they were all like in such great shape. I'm like, you guys stay on my side, because if we have a physical challenge, I'm going to need you to do it for me, because I haven't worked out in 2 years.
Oh, my God. Plus, you're single, so it's not bad to have some in shape guys by your side.
Yeah, but they were all taken. It wasn't like that. I just wanted to win.
Oh, got it. I need to watch this. I want to see it. How was Kyle Cook? How was he on it?
He's great. He's so, like, he's honestly very smart, very sweet. I thought he was going to be like, have an attitude, but none at all. And also, they didn't give us alcohol. Like, we had like maybe 2 glasses of wine the entire time we were there. So that also like adds to the fact that we were all on our best behavior.
Exactly. Because alcohol just makes everyone do silly things. And I feel like on Housewives, they like can't wait to bring out the alcohol. And like on this show, they didn't want to give it to you guys.
I want it first thing, because I get so stressed out. I'm like, oh my God, it's like my only friend in the room. Give me my Chardonnay, please.
Hey guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's James here, and I've got a question for you. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day, Whether it's going for a run, taking a nap, reading a book, or just showing up for a friend, time is the ultimate gift. But here's the thing, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time without really knowing what we'd do with it, other than laying around and watching Netflix. The key is knowing what's important to you and making it a priority, and that's where therapy comes in. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Whether it's learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy offers invaluable support. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible to suit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time at no extra charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brandy, BRANDI, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brandy.
You know what? That brings me to the next question I was going to ask you, because we're going to talk about these two Ultimate Girls Trips. You're already on Ultimate Girls Trip 2. You're about to do 4, which I am so excited to ask you about that, because that one to me is going to be like, wow, because the cast that is on it. But let me tell you, when I was on the Ultimate Girls Trip, you know, I was on the first one. I did find myself a little bit more nervous to go and film that than I felt to just go film our Jersey show over here that I'm used to. And it's like all of the same people that I'm used to. And I kind of like know what to expect. Do you find yourself, it's a lot more nerve wracking to film the girls' trips than it was to film your actual Beverly Hills show?
Well, I mean, I've only done the one. I mean, I'm going into this one. The first time, I liked it because I didn't have like history with everyone. It was going to be like a whole new fresh experience. So I kind of liked it in that way, because when you have history with people, as you know, it can go left really quick.
Right.
With this, like the only person I really have beef with is Camille. And I have a feeling we'll have a conversation, and like to your face, she's lovely. But and then she'll go in like a week and get on Twitter and be an asshole. So there's that. So I don't have a lot of like stress going into it. However, I feel like they did put some personalities together that might not.
Right. Well, no, we're going to talk about four, but I have to ask you about two first. How, like, I know Dorinda personally, but at her house with the filming, was she that intense in person? Like with the house, was it that crazy?
Yeah, no, it was definitely crazy. It was like, you know, we were working like 18 hours a day, but we were in her home. Things were breaking. You know, it was a lot for her, and I understood it. But then also because it was in her home, she felt like it was her trip. Like we were there. Like she was kind of the queen bee. And then Vicky was there, who, you know, thinks she started the show, which she did kind of.
Right.
And so it was like having a queen bee off. But I'm like, I don't need to be a queen bee. I'm on vacation. I'm just going to drink and smoke and call it a day.
And just be the party girl and have fun. You like Taylor Armstrong was like constantly stirring up the drama, correct? With you?
Yeah. Which I didn't understand because I hadn't seen her in a decade. I'm like, girl, I thought we were fine. Like what's happening?
Do you think she was just being like thirsty or trying to like make her impact like back on TV?
Yeah, I think that was kind of the case for a lot of them. Like it was like, okay, this is my way back on Housewives. And I was like, no, it's the ex-wives club, kids. We did that. We've been there. This is a whole different show. Let's just make it a whole different show.
Right, right. Well, let me just tell you, for season four, okay, the fact that Vicky, you and Vicky are both going back again. So you are both on two and you're both going to be on four. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and so are Phaedra and Eva.
I know. It's crazy that they're putting a lot of the same. Why do you think they're doing that? Instead of like switching up and pulling like, you know, like Dolores or this one or that one. Or I'm wondering why they're not pulling other girls. I guess because this is still ex-wives, right?
Well, let's be honest, there's a ton of ex-wives. They could go on forever with the ex-wives. I think it's because we're the CEOs of fun.
you guys really are. I mean, listen, first of all, what's going on with Alex McCord? I just saw something on Twitter where I guess she hasn't been around in a while, which she hasn't. I feel like she doesn't even stay like in the public. She's one of the ones who kind of just like fell off and we haven't heard from her. We don't see her. I don't see people like push around her kids or her Instagram or anything. And I guess she was just asking everyone on Instagram to give a little like, what do they like about everyone? And you didn't like that.
Well, I didn't understand it because I was the first one she posted about. I was like, girl, like, what are you doing? Go look up YouTube. She was saying, give me some of Brandy's like best moments. I'm like, hello, YouTube. I don't have anything against her. I don't know her, but I just thought it was a little like thirsty in a way. And I didn't like it. But
do you know her personally or do you have anything against her? You don't really know her.
No, I don't know her. I just didn't understand the post. And I was just like, bitch. Well, I say bitch as a term of endearment. Like, I'm like, all right, bitches, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not, it's not like a rude thing for me.
Bitch the way people say bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, I was shooting the filming. I was packing scene with my kids. I'm like, these bitches, you know, they're all married. I didn't mean it like they're bitches. I just meant that like all the girls are married. So some people hate that word. I get it. But like, that's just my lingo. But I'm like, bitch, go to YouTube. Like YouTube me. You'll see my highlights.
Well, honestly, a lot of people thought that it was kind of Mean Girl. But now that you're explaining that that was the first one she did, it's like you didn't get what she was. You didn't understand that she was going to ask about every other person, too, in the beginning, which kind of makes a little more sense because people are like, why is Brandy being Mean Girl to this girl? But if you were the first one she posted, maybe that's why you were like a little off and like, what is she doing?
Yeah, I was just like, what is this? Like, because we can all look up each other's highlights. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
And honestly, for me, I want to go in and meet the girls and make my own decisions on what I think personally, not what everyone else is telling me. I don't like, you know, of course, people are in my ear about different people on the show. And I'm like, you know what, guys, like, I respect that, you know, you have issues with these girls. My only issue is really with Camille. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to make my own decisions, you know, meeting these people as we all should. We're grownups. We shouldn't be fighting other people's battles.
What do you know? So is there anyone else on this cast that's going to be in? You guys are going to Morocco, by the way, which is pretty amazing. I mean, we went to Turks and Caicos. It was gorgeous. But Morocco? Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. First of all, that's so far.
I know. I've actually been there. It's going to be freezing. I want to go to Turks and Caicos. What are you talking about? I want my own hotel room. We're going to be in one big giant chateau all together. And you know, that is straight drama.
Oh my God. I can. Who else do you not know that's going? Who have you not met that's going to be on the fourth one?
I haven't met Caroline. Well, I've met Caroline Manzo one time, but she wasn't super friendly.
Really?
So I'm a little worried about her because she seems like she's very, like, if I'm like, hey, bitch, what's up? I don't know if that's going to go well.
No, she'll look at you. I'm telling you right now, she'll look at you sideways.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm like, because people, if they don't know me, they don't know that that's like a friendly, like I say, you know, I have my language. I like the F word. I'm like, good morning, bitch. You know, like, that's just me. So I'm a little worried that she's going to be military style and she's not going to understand me.
Well, to be honest, I feel like she actually, like, she has really cool kids. I personally, obviously, you know, I know her very well. I love her. I think I appreciate her for what she is. I know she is a little bit like, you know, she's a boss type, right? She has that vibe, but she means well, and she actually has a great heart. So I feel like if you make her laugh and she thinks you're funny, which you are, Brandy, you are like, you're kind of like, you can be funny. You're like, even when you say bitch.
No, I'm always joking.
Yeah, like you're a joker. You're up to have a good time. She's not going to drink much, Caroline. So she's not, I know already, she's not going to be like your drinking buddy. But she's definitely, I think she'll learn to like love you. I was curious. I said, oh my God, how are Brandy and Caroline Manzo going to be together? Because like just so opposite, right? Like two opposites. But sometimes opposites attract, right? I mean, look.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like one of my best friends is like 67 years old and she's super conservative and she just lives vicariously through me. And she's like, you are too wild. But we like I said, Kristen and I are not the same. We're so opposite, but we're best friends. So, you know, you never know. I'm going into it with an open heart. Like I don't want to fight with anyone except for Camille.
Right.
She's an idiot. And
except for with Camille. So you do not like Camille.
No, I do not.
You guys argued when you were on Beverly Hills as well?
No, we were friendly. Well, we did recently, like the past time, like a couple seasons ago when I was still like, they were bringing me back about, you know, the Denise stuff and all of that. She and I were fine, actually. And out of the blue, she just went after me on Twitter. I'm like, wait, Camille, like we're friends. What is happening? So I'm just very, like, it seems like she'll just go with whoever's most likely going to be back on the show and go after whoever that person is going after. So it's like she jumped on a bandwagon to go after me, telling Denise to sue me, saying I was a liar on Twitter. And so I just called her. I'm like, oh, you have my number. If you have something to say, call me and say it. Like, don't be a coward and take it to the public. Like, and she did not answer my call. So, yeah, we have some things to work out for sure.
Do you think she was always like dying to or wanted to be back on Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I think like a lot of us, like once you're in it, you kind of feel like you're missing it. I mean, you stayed in it the whole time. So I think if you've done it for quite a few seasons, it's like your ex-boyfriend that you can't quit. You know what I mean?
You can't quit. You just keep going back to the drama.
It's serious. You can't. It's like, oh, that was a big part of my life. And then you're just supposed to walk away from it. It's difficult.
No, I get that because it becomes a piece of you.
Hey there, foodies. It's James here, and I'm excited to share with you a game changer in the world of meal prep. Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. I love these meals. They're so delicious. Honestly, it's better than any Uber Eats you can get. With over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more, you'll never run out of tasty options. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Plus, discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. And with flexible scheduling options, you can get as much for as little as you need with the ability to pause or reschedule deliveries anytime. I once actually left mine outside. It was frozen still. They put these freezer bags in it. So good. And I came down 3 days later and it was still good because I'd forgotten that I had ordered it. But you can definitely pause if you need to. No prep, no mess meals. Factor takes the hassle out of mealtime. Head to factormeals.com/brandy50 and use the code brandy50 to get 50% off. Ooh, they did her dirty on her age. That's code brandy50 at factormeals.com/brandy50 to get 50% off. She's actually 51 now.
What I always complain about, to be honest, on being on Housewives is like, you know, we make money, right? We do our thing. We do the show. It films for 3-4 months. But like for me, it's the constant. It's like the 24 hours a day on this Instagram and Twitter, yeah, and like the nasties and the just the fan accounts and like the good and the bad. It's just, it's like a nonstop job that goes on. It's definitely a year round job. And like, I feel like Instagram brings it to the next level because it's like no one in their right mind is signing up to be chastised on Instagram or Twitter for all 12 months out of the year. Who's signing up for that? You know?
No, and I get like Google alerts about Housewives. And so I've seen some of the ones about you and I'm like, what? Like, why are these people so obsessed? I get it. But like, they have to realize it's a show. We're here to entertain you. We're sharing part of our lives with you. Have some grace. Give us a little bit of a break. It's too much. I mean, I got to a point where I was like, when I got fired, I was so depressed.
Really?
And so obsessed with social media. I was really listening to everything that everyone was saying. And I couldn't handle it. I was like, this is like bonkers. I mean, like every single person was just hating. And I really became obsessed with it. And now I'm in such a better place because I have people that do my social media for me. They delete the bad comments. I don't read. I really don't pay attention.
See, that's the smartest way. That's the smartest way. And I've just given that advice to the two, you know, I'm good friends with the one of the new girls, Rachel. And I was just giving her that. She was like, wow. She's like, I've never seen anything like this, like the comments and the people and the judging before they meet you. And I'm like, girl, just like buckle up. It's sad. It's the sad part of it, to be honest. It's that social media. But unfortunately, like what they say there really isn't how the real world feels most of the time. It's like completely different, you know? So it's like the haters are going to hate, and that's a true thing, you know? It's like, and most of them have multiple accounts. So you think there's five people hating you. It's the same person sitting there with three different accounts coming at you from all angles, you know?
And let's be clear, that's 1% of the people that watch the show. It's the people that have way too much time on their hands. They're on Twitter constantly 24/7 because they don't have jobs. And everyone else like that, you know, watches the show is not doing that. And unfortunately, it's what we pay attention to. and we tend to pay more attention to the negative ones because it hurts our feelings. Like, people think that we're like these robots that can just get, you know, like berated like all day long. And you have to remember it, we're humans and our feelings get hurt too. And try to have a little, like, you know, not respect, but we're here to entertain you. We're sharing our lives with you. So be nice or don't do anything at all.
It is. You are 100% right when you say we tend to just read the bad ones. Meanwhile, there's only like the bad ones. The good always outweighs the bad, right? And it's we're just zoning in on like the four people out of the thousand who say crazy, like, you know. So it's like I have learned that. Obviously, you could tell you've learned that now too. We've been around for a while, so that's what I try to teach the newbies. I'm like, listen, it's stressful. You can't let it take over your life, especially they have small babies, and I'm like, you won't focus. You need to just put the phone down and walk away from it, or else you can get sucked in. And it's true. I like how you're honest about saying, like, the time you dove into social media and the times that you really dug in were your most depressed times, because that will depress anyone.
Yeah, it's a breeding ground for hate. It's really, social media is not social. Like, that's why I feel like when Instagram kind of came around over Twitter, it was like, great, just post a picture. And then those comments came out of people, like, you know, saying bad things about how you look, and like, you can never win. So I just made the decision to hire people to help me with it. And like, every once in a while I'll go on and I'll do me. And she's like, why did you do that? I'm like, because I'm still me. You're not actually me, just so you know.
Right.
And I can do it when I want to, but it's just, my life is just softer and healthier without constantly being on my phone and worrying about what everyone thinks of me, because you're never going to win.
Oh, no. And you have to give your energy to you have sons, right? It's like you have to give your energy other places. Like, even with, for me, like, I run so many businesses at this point. I have the podcast. I have Envy. I do this. I do that. It's like, I can't sit here and read with what these 12 people are saying to me over and over and over again, like literally making up accounts just to bash me all day. It's like, have fun with that. I hope you're making money and getting paid. But like, I need to go to work. You know, it's like, this is crazy. Exactly.
And we want to be the best versions of ourselves for our kids. And when I was reading all of that, it would make me want to drink, and I was depressed, and I was in the worst mood, and I was not like at my best being a mom when I was on Housewives. I had little kids. I was social media was fairly new when I started, and it was just an obsession, and it was just so dark, and it really took me down.
No, it'll take anyone down. It really will. Yeah. If you really go, and I always say, like, you know, don't jump down the rabbit hole, because once you jump down the hole and you're in it and you're reading it, it's very hard to climb out of the hole, you know?
No, for sure. 100%.
It's the worst. Who watches? So now, how do you do this with the kids when you're away? For how long are you guys going for?
We're going for 10 days. So I've been divorced for 13 years now. So we have a pretty good relationship, and he travels a lot and I have the kids a lot, and vice versa. So we just, like, as long, you know, we have the, like, if he's traveling, I take the kids. If I'm traveling, he takes the kids. And then if we're both not available, his parents are here, and they're my favorite humans on the planet, besides my parents, even though I think I might like his parents better because I fight with my parents.
Oh, my God. I love that. I didn't know you were so close with his parents.
Oh, my God. I love them. They're the sweetest, like, the happiest people in the world. And like,
really?
Yeah. Like, I nursed them both through cancer, and they lived with us for a while, and I just absolutely adore them. And so do my kids. So
that's awesome that you have that and them to back you up, and they want you to make money, right? So they're going to help you out.
Yeah. 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 And it's usually Eddie, like the kids are kind of grown at this point. Like, one's almost 16 and one's 19, but those are the ages where we need to have the cameras on in the house, and we need to make sure that someone's watching them. But like, if I'm leaving for a day or two, like Mason can stay here and watch my dog for me. Like, I pay him to dog sit because he's in college and he needs money.
Oh, so that's good. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know that's listening, Brandy's ex is married to Leanne Rimes, which I'm sure everybody knows this already, but I'm filling in some of the people in case they don't know.
Sure, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. How is your relationship with Leanne right now? Are you guys good?
Yeah, her and I get along great. It's just that Eddie and I fight about co-parenting, like about certain things with the kids, as one would do. If you and Joe don't agree about something with your kids, you're going to have that argument. But, you know, we're the parents. And so luckily she doesn't have to be in that fight. It's Eddie and I, you know?
Right. Does Eddie ever get on you as to something that he feels is going to embarrass the kids with you on the reality show where he's like, you're embarrassing my boys as their mother? Does he do that to you?
No, because I win in fights with him. No.
Well, that's good. That's good that he's not shaming you for your line of work or what you're doing, you know?
I mean, at the end of the day, if he was paying for my life, he could then have an opinion on what I do. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I could be doing porn and I wouldn't be listening to him because I'm providing for my kids.
Exactly. Exactly. And you got to do what you got to do. Well, that's good to hear. Okay. Last but not least, I just need to ask you, the rumors are swirling everywhere. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I know, and you know, you're not allowed to say anything, but what's happening, Brandy? Why are people saying this?
Everyone was sending me congratulations things, and I'm like, you guys, I know nothing. And I really, Melissa, I don't think I'm going back. I have another project I'm doing, and they're going to start filming soon. I'm going to be in Morocco. I just don't, as long as I can work and be very happy, I don't know if it's the right fit for me. It's, you know, more than anyone.
It might be too much. These little projects you're doing and these shows and everything, it might be the better way, to be honest.
Right. I'm making more money on these other things. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, I know you are. Trust me. I remember. I was like, what are we making to go on this trip?
Right. For 8 days? I'm good. I don't want to shoot for 4 months and make the same amount and have an ulcer from the stress that you get.
Exactly. Again, you're with the same people. At least you get to switch up your cast here and there. That's a good
thing.
Much better.
I'm excited to see Phaedra, and I'm excited to see, you know, Eva and even Vicky. We get along now.
Phaedra is hysterical. I absolutely love her. She kills me. She's so funny.
Oh my God. We were on the phone last night cracking up, and I'm like, girl, I just took my NyQuil. I'm going to bed. And she could talk. I'm like, you know, it's three hours later there. I'm like, how are you awake?
No, literally, she anything she says to me is just fine. It's her. It's the way she delivers it. I cannot. She kills me. I think she's the best.
I know. She could just look at me a certain way and I just crack up.
Uh-huh, she's got that thing. I know. She's the best. I absolutely love her. All right. Well, listen, I am so excited to watch all of these things. Everyone, make sure you check out Traitors. It's on Peacock right now. All the episodes are streaming. I'm very excited to hear all of the juicy drama of what goes down on the Ultimate Girls Trip. You know, I love Caroline Manzo, so be good to my girl. Just give her a chance.
I'm giving, everyone a chance except for Camille.
Okay. All right. So just, yeah, that's fine. You gotta give Caroline, you gotta listen to her because she's actually witty and funny, and I think you'll end up loving her. Well, love you. Have the best time, safe travels, and we will talk to you when you get back.
Yay, I'm excited. Okay, babe. Have a good one.
All right, honey. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes every week, and if you haven't already, subscribe. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. And while you're at it, check out some of the other great shows available on Straw Hut Media.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.